There are three factors that must be understood when you come before God in His Word. First of all, it's a shift in you. Have to leave the natural and listen so the Spirit of God can take you into His presence. By hearing, seeing, and understanding. Too powerful testimony. My daughter called me and seemed like the enemy was trying to take her body. Her and her husband rushed and brought a seed to me. And then they text me the next day and says, everything clear. I had a son walk up to me this morning and sowed a seed. And he says, Dad, 2 years ago, cancer attacked my body. And so you told me it's popcorn. He said, I've been 2 years cancer-free. Yeah, the Word of God works. So may the Lord help you to hear, see, and understand what He's saying to you today. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The Holy Spirit called me back to a verse. I'm going to deal with the mysteries of the hidden power of praise. The mysteries of the hidden power of praise. That's power hidden in praise. And it's a mystery, and we have to get a revelation on it. In 1 Peter chapter 2, the Lord coming back to that verse. I think I used that verse earlier. But it's the most powerful voice if you're going to talk about praise, because in 1 Peter 2:9, and then we have another text we got to use this morning. The mysteries of the hidden power of praise. Now, you know, I told you last week in the 13th chapter of Acts that praise actually is ministering to the Lord. What a privilege. Me? God left me a privilege to lift my hand to Him and minister to Him. God been ministering to me all the time. But He gave me a right, a way, and I know how to minister to Him. But our makeup as Christian, as children of God, there are certain characteristics we carry that empower us to praise God. You're empowered to praise God. There are certain things you have to know, and that's in 1 Peter 2:9. Notice what it said about you. See. But then in 1 Peter 2:9, it revealed to you characteristic that the church don't talk about a whole lot.
Right.
This is so powerful. But you're a chosen generation. We sang about that this morning. One, number one, a chosen generation. Say a chosen generation.
Chosen generation.
What that mean? What that mean? You're chosen. Don't take no college degree. Chosen. And then it says, a royal priesthood. A raw, not just a priesthood, a raw priesthood. These characteristics are not normal. A holy nation, that's number three, isn't it? And a peculiar people, that word peculiar means purchase. You're a purchased people. Now, notice what he says next. How can we leave this out? I made you this way for this, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who have called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
How many of y'all, maybe some of y'all were not, how many of y'all war at one time in darkness? You wasn't saved. Oh, okay. So now, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I need I need everybody praying them who was in darkness at one time. Darkness and light. Darkness mean you're lost and you're under Satan. Light mean you save and you're under Christ. But you see, we were made to praise him. It's part of our makeup. If you don't praise him, you're out of character. And praising God is celebrating him. Celebrating him. Celebrating what he has done. And then read the next verse. Look at the next verse under that. And then we'll go further. Because there's some. And what in time past was not a people. What? Look at the great ship. But in time past was not a people. At one time in your life, you were nobody. The only way you become somebody is that God make you somebody. Which in time past were not a people, but are now a people of who?
God.
Look what it says next. Which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. How many of y'all ever been through a battle and you had to fight and fight and fight and fight? Things trying to hold you back. Just like my son telling me about that cancer. You had to fight, fight, fight. All right? This morning, I want to show you some hidden powers of praise. And I think the large part of the church is not getting it. Because I don't think the revelation or the understanding of how important it is to every now and then say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I didn't hear you.
Praise the Lord.
It's putting you somewhere that you can't get normally. Say it again. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody just got healed.
Yes.
See, those words are so powerful. One more time. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Marriage just got straightened out. The person who wrong gonna repent. That's how powerful it is. Praise the Lord. Say it again.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody's life just got extended. You was gonna leave earlier, but you're not. You're gonna live longer. That's how powerful it is. I'm hearing what the Spirit. He said, "Praise the Lord." That's how powerful praise is. When a Christian prays the Lord, you lift your hand, you say thank you, you say hallelujah, you say glory to God. The Lord is good, isn't it? I want to show you, I showed you last week, the Holy Ghost help us, in Jehoshaphat fighting that battle in 2 Chronicles 20. He prayed, he pressed every button he knew. He pleaded his case. He fasted. He had a prophetic word came to him. And still didn't have no results. But the Lord told him, set some praises. And when those praises begin to praise God and give thanks, the Lord set ambushment on the enemy. There are sometimes there are things in your life need to be ambushed. And then the glorious revelation there in Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas in jail at midnight. They prayed, but they mixed their prayer with praise. We came to revelation in a setting that praise activates suddenly. Praise activates immediately. Praise causes things to happen straight away. You don't have to wait. At the moment it happens. Any good thing can happen in your life that wasn't happening when you begin to praise God.
Yeah.
Sometime when you're by yourself, lift your hand and say, Lord, I just praise you. And you see, practice till you get it.
Yeah.
Practice till you get it. So that this morning, I want to show you how to get every wall down in your life. Everything that is holding you back from going where God told you you can go. Joshua chapter 6. I want to step you through this to show you some things that the Holy Spirit showed me of some hidden powers of praise. This is something you need this morning. Amen. This is something to whip all your enemies. You want to work with it?
Yes,
sir. Joshua 6 and 1. You see it? Make up your mind that you're going to embrace the mysteries of the hidden power of praise. You're going to embrace it in your life personally. In Joshua 6, 1, Joshua, you there?
Yes, sir.
You don't want to miss this. Now, Jericho was what?
Yes, sir.
Because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. It was strictly shut up. Sometimes things we're dealing with, places we're trying to get in our life, seem like they are strictly shut up and we can't get to them. Anybody ever been there?
Yes, sir.
Praise fills all weakness with God's presence. Praise fills all weakness with God's presence and God's power. You cannot praise God and stay weak or defeated. Y'all didn't hear me. You cannot praise God and stay weak or defeated. You cannot praise God and stay weak or defeated. In other words, you can't lose. You can't praise God and lose at the same time. Look at that verse again. Now Jericho was strictly shut up. That means nobody coming in here. Huh? Praise permits no blessing to be shut up or shut off from you. Oh man. Oh man. You know this great dimension of secrets here, the Lord telling you now? That praise, there's no blessing can say no to praise. Everything that is not contributing to your life, pray, can turn it into a blessing. Jericho was strictly shut up, right? Wasn't it? None was going in, none was going out, right? There is absolutely nothing can block you out when you pray. Praise permit no blessing to be shut up or shut off from you. There are some blessings that are not going to be moved by prayer. I wish somebody would see this second verse. I wish you're dealing with something right now. I wish the Lord would help you right now. The second verse. The Lord talking to you. Look at the second verse. I mean, it's strictly shut up. But God don't pay no attention to nothing shut up. God does not have no problem exclusion. You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying. See, there's no problem excluded out of God's range. There's nothing can come in your life that God can't handle for you. And he won't handle it. Because I got to prep you for this second voice. Your second voice take you into another realm. You stop looking at the situation and start looking at your God. That's what I want you to do right now. That situation you're dealing with, I want you right now to stop looking at it. The longer you look at it, the greater it's going to expand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can't hear you.
Hallelujah.
Explosive power should hit this house this morning. You leave here with nothing unconquered. You leave here more than a conqueror this morning. How say you leave here? Every person. There will nothing in your life from this day forward be able to shut you out. Y'all know I'm not giving advice, right? I just want to make sure. No, I'm not a counselor. I'm a conqueror. Now we read the second verse. I want you to hear clearly what the Spirit of God is saying about this second verse. The second verse says, And the Lord said to Joshua, what?
See.
Now, in my Bible, I just saw it. Oh, my God. I just saw it. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit just showed me something. In my Bible, see is capitalized. So that the Lord is saying to me, this sea here is a person. I never saw the head. I never read this scripture hundreds of times. While reading it, now the Holy Spirit said, see that sea capitalized. That means I'm talking about me. I'm talking about me seeing through you. I'm talking about you seeing what I see. I'm talking about supernatural seeing. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. I'm so glad I came this morning. And the Lord said to Joshua, see. Is it capitalized in your Bible? If it's not, you got the wrong Bible. What a revelation. Here's a capitalized C, Leroy. Big S. I never seen that neither. Capitalized. God said, no, this is not normal scene. This is, come on, listen. This is, no, stop looking at other people. This is me seeing through you. This is you seeing through me. Had you ever noticed, you Bible teachers, that S is capital? 40-something years, I hadn't noticed it. I hadn't noticed it a few seconds ago. God, the Holy Ghost says, expound on see. See, the scripture have already told us in 1 Corinthians 2:9. Turn there. It's a different kind of seeing. Eyes have not seen. What that mean? Naturally, you can't see what this seer is. Eyes have not seen, but it's written, eyes have not seen. Eyes have not seen. What you about to see this morning, eyes have not seen. Can I give you a word? Huh? Right now? See your victory in every situation. Every desire, every dream, see it right now.
Hallelujah.
Without revelation, you blind as a bat. When it comes to spirit, eyes have not seen. You can't see it. But this morning, with all the trembling and all the trouble you've been going through, and the enemy keep talking to your soul, what's going to happen? It ain't going to come out good. It ain't going to come out good. Don't see what he say. See him defeated on a hill, not far away. See that he's the father of lies. And Jesus said, you'll know the truth. And it'll set you free. Tell your neighbor, see. In another realm we're talking about. We're talking about seeing what God sees. All right? Now I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to try to walk you through this. Let's see. Yeah, I got to walk you through this. Verse 2 again. And the Lord said, now you need to be listening when the Lord talking. And who said it? And the Lord said it. What that word Lord mean? Huh? Over everything and every situation. He's Lord of Lords. And King of Kings. Say it, say it. He's Lord of Lords. I don't have to worry about a thing. He's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Come on, say it. He's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I don't have to worry about a thing. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee must bow. And every tongue must confess, every demon must bow, and every demon must confess that Jesus is Lord. Every problem, every situation, every circumstance, all sickness and disease, all lack and limitation, at the name of Jesus, it must bow. All you going through right now, all things that try to harass you right now, at the name of Jesus, this day, this hour, this moment, it must bow. From this day forward, you must walk in authority on purpose. Write that down. Sit down, write that down. Write that down. You must walk in your authority on purpose at the name of Jesus. Every problem must bow. Every disease must bow. Every economic problem must bow. Everything messing with your family must bow. Freedom. Let me tell you what the Lord told me about that second verse in one short statement. The Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho. Well, I thought you said it was strictly shut up. Between verse 1 and 2, listen, y'all listening? There's a dimensional change. Between verse 1 and 2, there's a divine dimensional change. You are capable of changing at any moment from a natural man, from a natural woman, into a superman or a superwoman. When you shift gear from your senses to your spirit, that what was bothering you on that level can no longer bother you because you've gone to another level. From verse 1, Wilbert, to verse 2, there's two different levels. In the natural, Jericho is strictly shut up. But in the supernatural, I see behind the wall. Anybody got any kind of wall here? These two verses are going to help you. Then we're going to tear that wall completely down. Here's what the Lord said to tell you in this shift change. Praise gives no respect to impossible situations. Matter of fact, in impossible situation, praise gets stronger. Amen. Praise says, here's another chance to glorify God. Every problem that comes against you is another chance to glorify God. I dare you tell God I can't do this myself. I dare you tell God, if you don't help me, I'm not going to make it. God said, when you got problem, you hear what God saying to you? When you got problem, I want you to call me on the carpet. And see if you and I can't do something about it. I'm preaching better than y'all listening.
Glory!
There's no situation. Hallelujah. Praise give no respect to impossible situation. Because praise eyes and praise mind is not on the situation. Praise eyes and praise mine is on a God who had no situation. Embracing the mysteries of the hidden power of praise in Joshua chapter 6. Mangurishata. Verse 3, and you shall come past the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. Good God Almighty. And 7 priests. Now what do you want the priests for? Shall bear before thee the ark, 7 trumpets of ram. They're talking about praise there, partner. Ram horn. And the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times, and the priest shall blow with the trumpet. That's a form of praise, you know. I say that's a form of praise. And it shall come to pass, verse 5, that when they make a long blast, all this little short praise, yeah. hallelujah, no. I want you to praise me till you sweat. Praise me till you get soaked wet. I want you to praise me like you're out your mind. I need some crazy praise. I need you to praise me what you don't care about what your neighbor think. I need you to praise me unashamedly. I need you to praise me in the morning. Praise me at noontime. Praise me late at night. I need you to praise me when nobody else want to praise me. I need you to praise me till somebody look at you like you're crazy. I need you to praise me till somebody say, it don't take all that. I need you to praise me. And let them know I can't be quiet. God been too good to me for me to sit here and be quiet. I want to open my mouth. I want to glorify his name. Never be ashamed to praise me. Never let nobody stop you from praising me. Nobody else jumping. Jump yourself. Shout. I tell you, like Joshua was instructed by God to tell the children of Israel during that time, I'm about to do it to you right now. Every wall you got right now, shout. Listen, listen, children. The Spirit of God says, don't look for that wall no more because it's not there. Fam God. Fam God. Shout for your healing. Shout for your money. Every wall of containment fall. Shout for your family. Man, I like y'all. Yeah, y'all ain't dead. I don't like people that, but I like this crew here this morning. I believe some walls falling right here. Now, sit down. Get your Bible. Verse 3-5. Verse 3-5. I'm about to say something to you. Get your Bible. Verse 3-5. We read verse 3-5, right? Go ahead, God. Praise him. Listen, I hear the Spirit of God saying right now, I dare you give me a real praise. I dare you give me a real praise. I dare you give me a real praise. I'm going to do something in your life. I'm going to do something. Oh, my goodness. I dare you give me a real praise. I dare you. Yeah, you give me a real praise. I need to say it. I never heard this before, Dorothy Rose. You just stepped into a praise district. That your praise will never be the same from this day forward. When you by yourself The glory of God going to come down. Every time you praise him, he going to wrap you in his glory. Your worrying days are over. All your worry have turned into praise. All right. Sit down. Verse 3 to 5. Let me, I want you to get this in your note. Listen to what the Spirit of God says. Come on, you want to write this down. Verses 3 to 5. Verses 3 to 5. Verses 3 to 5. He says, and you shall compass this city, all you men of war, verse 3, and go around about the city once. Thou shalt, then, thus shalt thou do 6 days. And the 7 priests shall bear seven times, and 7 priests. The word 7 means complete. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets. A ram horn. And the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times, and the priest shall blow with the trumpet. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. All right, here's what he said. Here's what his voice is saying. Here's what God is saying to Joshua. Here's what he's saying here in Darrow at Word of Life this morning. You listening? You must take what belonged to you by the force of praise. I didn't hear it. You must take what belonged to you by the force of praise. Praise is a divine force that forces circumstances, forces satanic power to flee. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. One of the violent forces that in the scripture and in the spirit world is praise. Praise caused earthquake. Praise caused ambush. Praise caused water to open up. Praise locked the mouth of lions. Praise take the burn out of fire. Praise take the drowning out of water. Oh my, you got your shouting clothes? Huh? Look at verse 6. That's a revelation in that voice. That's a revelation going to change your life in this voice. In verse 6, that's a revelation going to change your life in verse 6. I know you changed already. We're going to go a little further. This praise matter. This praise power. There's a revelation in verse 6 that's going to change your life. Thank you. I'm not going to tell you right now. I'm going to tease you a little bit. There's a revelation in verse 6 because I want you to hear it. When you hear it, it's an important revelation. And Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said unto them, take up the Ark of the Covenant and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets, a ram horn before the Ark of the Lord. You see that? Praise stirs up the covenant of victory. Look at the voice. Look at the voice. Praise stirs up your covenant of victory. When you praising God, the covenant is stirred up. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. If God, Romans 8:31, if God is for me, who can be against me? So when you're praising God, all the covenants of God become stirred up. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. They that wait upon the Lord shall mount up on wings like eagles and soar above everybody else. Praise is a covenant stirring stick. Praise mix the covenant up with your situation. Praise stir up a covenant God. And lo, I'm with you always. Praise stir up miracles, signs and wonders in the same pot. Praise magnetize grace and mercy at the same stop. The covenant of grace, the covenant of favor is stirred up by praise. What kind of praise? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for what you're doing. See, it's not complicated. What? Man of God, what are you talking about? How I do this? All this stuff you're talking about. Hallelujah. That is. Glory to God. Very easy. Glory to God. Praise your holy name. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefit. That's praise. You got to get your soul in on it. Your mind, your intellect, your emotion, your conscience, your will, your desire. All of them got to be in there. All of me want to praise you right now. My spirit, my soul, and my body. You can't be lifting your hand, just got your body in it. Your spirit and your soul got to be in it. Your mind got to be in it. Your senses got to be in it. I want to praise the Lord with all I got. Now, you know, I do this. I do this. 14 major problems just been solved. 14. See, I hear in the spirit. I'm prophesying now. 14 major problems in this room just been solved. Is y'all gonna shout or what? I said it another way. 14 spots where Satan thought he had you just been wiped out. Now, I just followed the Holy Ghost. I heard the number 14. Then he said that. I just followed the Holy Ghost. I don't have to make it come to pass. You just got to let it come to pass. Hear what I'm hearing now? Nothing is incurable in this house today. All incurable report is canceled in this house today. No, you don't have to live with it. You're going to live without it. Notice verse 8 and 9. I got something to tell you out of that. And it came to pass when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpet of ram horn passed on before the Lord. See there first. And blew with the trumpet. That's a form of praise, you see. And the ark of the covenant, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord, what? Followed them. And the armed men went before the priest that blew with the trumpet. And the reward came after the ark, the priest going on and blowing with the trumpet. Blowing with the trumpet. Praise is blowing the trumpet in Zion. Sounding the alarm. That a covenant God and a covenant people are operating in partnership that refuse to be denied of their rights. I'm going to give you that again now because this is so important. Listen. Praise is blowing the trumpet of Zion, in Zion, sounding the alarm. You put your hand on the wrong person. That a covenant God. How many of y'all serving a covenant God? And he said, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the words going out of my lip. No matter what come up, my covenant, still my covenant. No demonic power can change the covenant. I'm a covenant man. Say it. I'm a covenant woman. Say it. Nothing. My partnership with God is greater than anything that can come up. Am I preaching in here this morning or what? Are you hearing something? Huh? Is your life being changed? Huh? Do you have a greater respect for praise now? Huh? Come on then. Praise him then. Praise him. Praise him. Every time you praise, yes, y'all just forgive me. Every time you praise, you're whooping the devil's tail. Every time you praise, he cannot stand somebody who prays. He cannot stay in your presence. You start praising God because he was kicked out. He was the head praiser. He know the power of prayer. Now I got to find a place to close here. Praise is blowing the trumpet of and in Zion, sounding the alarm that a covenant God and a covenant people are operating in partnership that refuse to be denied of their rights. Verse 10. Quickly, I got to walk you through this. Kashata la masa. Shepro sata. And Joshua asked the people, would y'all please do this? And Joshua had commanded the people in this business, you need a commander. You need somebody that's not afraid of nobody. You need somebody who only have one soul. And it's not no committee and not no group to take care of them, but God, their soul. So they can say exactly what God tell them to say. Don't care if you don't like it or not. Sometimes you're about to step on a snake. We ain't got no time to be talking about, Holy, can I talk with you? See. Now that's real pastor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
See.
Yes, sir.
Some people get that mixed up. See, they think that's control. But authority looks just like control.
That's right.
You have to be able to discern in your heart whether that person's trying to control you or control the situation they're trying to control you. You can't follow no man of God that you don't trust. Just because he says something you don't like, that don't mean he's not your pastor no more.
Come on, Pastor. Come on, Pastor. That's right. Yes, you are.
You can't have, when you got the wall, Jericho strictly shut up, and the wall big enough for two or three chariots to ride on side by side, you can't have no little weak, wimpy pastor asking you what you want to do. He tell you what you're going to do. Thus said the Lord. That's it. You got to know your pastor love you when he's cutting your neck off. About to put a new head on you. And nobody in this church got no business being defeated. Nobody. Nobody. You taught too well. You know the Holy Ghost. And you, now the Lord is turning, you listening? The Lord is turning one of the greatest weapon in the spirit world. Praise is a divine weapon that the enemy don't have no answer for.
My, Jesus.
He may interrupt your prayer.
Watch out.
But he can't interrupt praise. God got a special channel praise go to you. I'm going to close in a minute. I'm about to close. Hallelujah. I'm about to close. Verse 10. You have a verse 10 praise. Mean. Praise must proceed out of your mouth with the voice of thanksgiving, with a shout, making a noise about the goodness of God. That's how praise works. Let me give it to you again. That's verse 10. Praise must proceed out of your mouth with the voice of what? The voice of thanksgiving, with a shout, making noise about the goodness of God. Make some noise about God's goodness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And let me rush because I want you to see this wall fall. Let me rush. Let's go to verse 13. I'll read 10, 11. So the ark of the Lord come past the city, gone about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord. And verse 13 now. And seven priests bearing seven trumpet of ram horn before the ark of the Lord went on. You can't do it every now and then. But you got to keep on doing it. You can't only pray them at church. But you got to pray them in the backyard. You can't only pray them when you feel good. You got to pray them when you're down and out. Lift those hands and praise the Lord this morning. Everybody going to come out in victory. Lift those hands. Raise those voices. And tell the Lord, I thank you. You've been good to me. Brought me for a long, long ways. Lift those voices and tell him he's a good God. He brought me from a mighty long ways. Lift that voice. Did not he bring you? Had not he been good to you? Anybody in this house, the Lord been good to you. And you want to acknowledge with a loud voice and give him praise. When I was down and out, he lifted me up. Oh Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. I'm serving a good God. I want to shout right now. Anybody want to shout? Wait on and shout and give him praise. Because every wall in your life about to fall. Every enemy been locking you up is about to fall. Shout! Give God the praise. Shout!
Shout! Tell him how much you love him. Shout! Amazing grace! How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. You didn't hear me. Amazing grace! How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I think I want to magnify. Let the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be glorified. Somebody help me here. Shout! The Lord has given us the victory. Shout! For every wall of sickness must fall. Every wall of limitation must fall. Every wall of confusion must fall. Shout! For the Lord has given us the victory. For the Lord has put a dance in my feet. For the Lord has put a dance. I want to dance before the Lord. Somebody help me. I want to dance before the Lord. How good he been to me. Somebody help me here. I want to dance before the Lord. I got the victory. Thanks be to God who has given me the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody dance in here. Dance. Dance. Because you're more than a conqueror. Dance. Because the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want. Dance, because he that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Dance, because I lift my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. Dance, woo, glory to God. Dance. That is. Verse 13. I got to close. I got 4 minutes. Verse 13. You must continually praise God with the revelation, I just can't stop praising his name. You got to have that revelation. I just can't stop praising his name. Jesus! Come on. Let's sing that. Sing that. Sing that. Sing that. I'm gonna just go. Sing that. Let me read something else to you. Get up. Well, hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Let me read something else to you right quick. Never deny the command of praise to be aborted by any situation. Now, that's verse 16. Look at verse 20. What happened at verse 20? Come on, I want y'all to read this with me. Verse 20. Then we're going to sing it. Verse 20. Come on, everybody, let's read verse 20. So the people shouted, and it came to pass, when the people heard the woo! Flat, 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 flat. Flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they what? Praise. Come on, y'all ready to sing the song, right? Praise is ready to destroy every wall in your life right now. Begin to praise him with all your might, right now. Yes. Yeah.